From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 8 people were killed Tuesday and more than a dozen others were injured when a man drove a rented truck onto a busy bike path in New York City. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a lone wolf attack and said there was no evidence to suggest it was part of a wider plot. He also noted residents would see a greater police presence.
You'll see them in the airport, you'll see them in the tunnels. It's not because there's any evidence of any ongoing threat or any additional threat. It is just out of vigilance and out of caution.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said authorities will get down to the bottom of what happened. And New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill said the man exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. He later clarified that it was a paintball gun and a pellet gun were later found at the scene. And the suspect was shot in the abdomen by police and then taken into custody. Police also said the driver shouted Allahu Akbar, or Arabic for God is great, when he got out of the truck. O'Neill then clarified.
Yeah, he did make a statement when he exited the vehicle. And if you just look at the MO of the attack, that's consistent with what's been going on. So that along with the statement, has enabled us to label this a terrorist event.
The driver was being treated at a hospital, and his condition was not immediately disclosed. Law enforcement officials who refused to be identified told media outlets that the suspect was a 29-year-old immigrant from Uzbekistan, whose name is Saifulo Saipov. That individual entered the United States in 2010. For additional information on this story and more, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms. This is VOA News. The Spanish government's delegate in Catalonia said Thursday night that all departments of the Catalan administration are working with normality after Spain imposed direct rule on Catalonia. Speaking at a news conference at the Spanish government headquarters in Barcelona, Enric Millo said he hoped sacked Catalan president Carlos Puigdemont would present himself at a court in Madrid. He called on citizens to respect the court proceedings and said that no one was going to put themselves above the law. Spain's high court issued a summons for Puigdemont and 13 members of his sacked administration to testify in Madrid on Thursday and Friday as the court starts processing charges of rebellion, sedition, and breach of trust against them. Relations between 2 of Asia's top powers are edging back on track. China and South Korea agreed to mend broken ties on Tuesday and put their fallout over the U.S. anti-missile system THAAD to one side, moving closer together to counter the threat from North Korea. Samantha Vadas has more.
Last year's rollout of THAAD in the South triggered a heavy diplomatic spat between Beijing and Seoul. And for the past 12 months, China has been on a mission to punish its neighbor, cutting off businesses and cultural links and crippling several South Korean companies operating on its turf. But already the pact to move forward is bearing fruit, with shares in some South Korean companies rising on Tuesday in anticipation business will soon get back to normal. The move is also being seen as China's way of presenting a more friendly face to the U.S. ahead of Donald Trump's much-anticipated visit to the region next week.
That was reporter Samantha Vadas. Exit talks between Britain and the European Union will begin on November 9th and 10th next week for a 6th round of negotiations. The UK is due to leave the EU in March of 2019, and the stagnating talks have raised fears that it could crash out without a deal, with huge economic and legal consequences. Following the display of the Israeli flag in pro-independence Kurdish rallies, the Iraqi parliament, also known as the Council of Representatives, voted on Tuesday to ban the Israeli flag, describing it as a Zionist symbol. It ordered law enforcement to pursue criminal charges against those who promote Zionist symbols in public rallies in any form. Israeli flags were appearing frequently during Kurdish rallies in the run-up to the Kurdish referendum that was held on September 25th. The Kurdish regional government has said their hoisting at gatherings was spontaneous and did not reflect the position of the government. Be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com for more stories. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.